The restaurant industry is facing a labor shortage. You can say that again. It's making it difficult for some bars and dining spots to return to full service and forcing owners and managers to get desperate to hire workers. Kerry Luxem is the founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group. So you've been seeing a lot of this. How hard has this been?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, so yeah, my company, we actually handle the HR and payroll for clients. We're not really a staffing company, but we are hearing from all of our clients. Obviously, there's so many staffing issues. And my husband also, he's a restaurateur. He's operating a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts. And so we're struggling on that side of things to find people right now. You know, I mean, this pandemic has definitely hit this industry as well as other industries really hard. And I think people are, you know, in this industry are making a shift in their lives. They're stressed out working in restaurants. They've been stressed out, you know, unhappy customers and coworkers. When you're so understaffed, it's really hard to kind of get any momentum. So, you know, and I've seen too, you know, people want to be paid more. They're making some shifts. They want better benefits. There's all these unpredictable hours. And so you've got to really step up and be super creative and kind of go beyond the normal, place an ad and pay a little bit more money if you really want to have success staffing.
The employees really hold the cards here, don't they? And so we've seen some businesses throwing out big bonuses.
Yeah, I will tell you, I'm seeing some of my clients, I mean, they're offering 200, 500, 750, 1,000, and, you know, staying on a certain amount of time and different types of referral programs and all kinds of different bonuses. And truthfully, compensation is important now, probably more so than ever. It has been important, but it's just not enough, John. I mean, you have to do so many other things. Throwing out these big bonuses and saying, I'm going to pay $3 an hour more, that might get a few more people to onboard with you. But if you want to keep them, which is really where the challenge is, especially in a staffing crunch like we're in right now, you have to do so many other things.
Yeah, I imagine so. Of course, you were in the restaurant industry, like actually in it, you know, with a specific restaurant company for so many years, and you kind of worked your way up from, you know, Dairy Queen all the way up through Potbelly as well as they grew rapidly. What keeps somebody sticking around and advancing like you did in your career in this very tough industry?
That's true. That's a great question. And, you know, I think paying well and offering great benefits is absolutely important. People need to make money. And if you can pay more of it and you can provide these benefits is great. But again, alone, it's not going to be enough. So what kept me at Potbelly for nearly 11 years is I knew I was working for a good company. They put culture and they put people first. You know, being a company that really puts high value on learning and development, and they offered tons of opportunity for me to advance and grow. And so if you can do that, and there's so many ways to do that, there's so many ways, even if somebody isn't planning a long-term career in the restaurant industry, if you can add value to their learning as they're in school or whatever, if you can do things to help them become a better leader, you know, how to handle people issues, I mean, you're going to be ahead.
That is good stuff. Really good recommendations from Kerry Luxem, founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group.